हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ सहनावतु, सहनौ भुनक्तु, सह वीर्यं करवावहै, तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परवगुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे। यस्माज्जातं जगत्सर्वं यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते, येनेदं धार्यते चैव, तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। In keeping with the three questions, two explicitly revealed questions and one implied question. That implied question is answered by way of giving evidences for the existence of Brahman. Brahma asti. Brahma asti uta nasti. Brahma, definitely Brahman exists. How does Brahman exist? As jagat karanam, Brahman asti. As the intelligent cause, Brahman exists. As a material cause, Brahman exists. That too, as vivarta upadana karanam, as unchanging material cause, Brahman exists. As source of happiness, Brahma exists. As source of fear for a wise, ignorant person, Brahman exists. As source of fearlessness, protection, Brahman exists. So we have seen beautifully how logically Upanishad established the existence of Brahman. And towards the end, we saw the eighth anuvaka begins with the Rig Mantra, and which again explains how Brahman exists as the source of fear also for an Ajnani, ignorant person. We understood this in yesterday's class. So let us read this Ashtamaha Anuvakaha. So Krishna Yajurvedi Ye Taittiriya Upanishadi Dvitiyodhyaye Brahmanandavalyam Ashtamonuvakaha, which begins with the Rig Mantra explaining Brahman being the source of fear for Nagyani. We have understood already, but here Brahman is there as the Rig Mantra explains how Brahman is a source of fear. So when as a meaning of this Rig Mantra, the word fear should not be literally taken as fear, because all natural phenomena, all elements and the elementals, all natural phenomena, all of them function without going against the order. They all exist within the realm of the order. They function involving the order, based on the order. And that order is backed by knowledge. So here, the fear, the word fear here implies the tremendous reverential devotion, the reverence, the respect for Ishvara as an order, reverence for Ishvara as an order is expressed as though the natural phenomena function out of fear of Brahman. In fact, all the elements are Brahma, all the phenomena are Brahma, and the functions are Brahma, and the order involved in their functions are Brahma. The knowledge backing that each order also is Brahma. The Ishvara is the very order, universal, natural, moral, law and order, and every natural law which determines the result of action, which determines everything that is happening successive in the world, is also Ishvara. That thing which is separate from Ishvara, everything is non-separate from Ishvara. That is why Ishvara is said to be Niyanta. The beautiful names, you know, Dhata. Not Data. Data means giver. Data means ordainer. Niyanta, restrainer. And one more beautiful word I want you to remember. Shasta, Dharma Shasta. You know, in South India, there's in temple Kerala, Swami Ayyappa is worshipped. In fact, it's a personification of Dharma Shasta. Dharma Rupena Yaha Bhagavan Tishtati. Dharma Rupena Stitva Yaha Shasti. Who is Ishvara for us? Ishvara is the knowledge backing the order, and the order itself is Ishvara. Remain in the form of the order, the perfect order. The one who governs everything. Dharma Rupena Stitva Shasti Iti Dharma Shasta. So Shasti means governs. Shasanam, governing. Shasta, Rikarantaha, Pullingaha, Shastru Shabdaha, governor. For us, Bhagavan is the absolute governor, ultimate governor, one who governs by his mere presence. So the Ishvara is the truth which is of the nature of pure knowledge, pure awareness, being manifest as knowledge, back in the order, remaining in the form of order, sees that everything remains where it has to be, and everything functions the way it has to function. Thereby, the whole system is sustained and maintained in a proper order. There's no disorder at all. So any disorder also within the realm of the order only. That is what is Ishvara. Therefore, out of tremendous reverence for Ishvara, whose Swarupma is very truth, whose very Swarupam, Brahma, it's that they all exist in the realm of the order. It's what is said to be, they all function out of fear of Brahma. Therefore, what? That Brahman is asti, but for whose mere presence does not need to instruct as a governor of the whole cosmos. The mere presence. In whose presence? Because of whose seeing, everything happens. Everything functions. And the order is maintained. And he is Shasta. Therefore, it is said that every phenomenon functions out of fear of Brahma. Okay. Bhishasmadvatav pavate bhishodeti suryah bhishasmadagnischendrascha mrityurdhavati panchama iti. So, asmat brahmanaha bhisha vataha pavate, wind blows, suryaha udeti, bhisha agnihi, indraha cha, agni and indra also do their respective ordained duties, jobs, and the mrityuhu dhavati, and this is the fifth devata here, mrityuhu dhavati. The time factor keeps running, keeps on running. Mrityuhu dhavati. That's why time never lets anyone in the world continue to be there forever. Time keeps, time brings things into, brings things, time factor brings things into existence and gradually also takes away the objects. That's why time is said to be the devourer of the everything, devourer of everything, devourer of the universe. Kalaha jagat bhakshakaha. But Paramatma, Parambrahma, Ishvara, Paramatma is devourer of the time. Being free from time limitation, Paramatma is said to be the devourer of time. Kalasyapi kalaha. Kalasyapi kalaha, kalakaleshwaraha, amrita ghateshwaraha. You know, antakantakaha. All these names are beautiful names of Lord Shiva. Antakantakaha. Antakasya antakaha. Kalakaleshwaraha. Amrita ghateshwaraha. Kalasyapi bhakshakaha. So, we say it means reality being free from time limitation. In awareness, in pure consciousness, Ishvara Swarupam, the time comes and time keeps on running and time also disappears. Therefore, time also exists within the realm of the order. Therefore, it is said the fifth devata, the time factor, Mrityuhu Dhavati, Panchamaha Iti, we have seen all this yesterday itself. Now, with the Iti Shabdaha, with the word Iti, Rig Mantraha comes to an end. So what? Brahma Asti is the final reason, which is confirmed, reinforced, that there's no doubt there is Brahman which exists, but because of the presence, whose presence alone, mere presence alone takes care of the governance of the entirety of the cosmos, that everything happens, everything functions, and in keeping with the order. There is an order. Therefore, the whole cosmos, all the phenomena, everything that is here, exists within the realm of the universal, natural, moral law and order. The whole cause, everything, there is nothing which any living being is lacking here. Everything is given required for living one's life in this world. The whole jagat is given, elements are given, elementals are given. Knowledge is given, order is given. And when everything functions in keeping the order, everything is given. The physical body is given, the bhoga ayatanam is given. Bhoga ayatanam, body is given. Bhoga sadhanani, the instruments of enjoyment are given. Bhogya prapanchaha, bhogya vishayaha, objects of enjoyment are given. So the abode of enjoyment is given, instruments of enjoyment are given, objects of enjoyment, bhogya vishayaha, are given. Bhagavan himself is here as bhokta also. Bhokta also is here. So bhokta is Bhagavan Paramatma. Bhoga sadhanani are Paramatma. Bhoga ayatanam is Paramatma. Bhogya vastuni are also Paramatma. So there's nothing which is separate from Paramatma. Bhagavan is not the bhokta, not the bhogya vastu, nothing. Bhagavan is not anything. Bhagavan is not bhoga ayatanam. I prefer the word Bhagavan because Pujya Swamiji used to love the word Bhagavan. Ishwaraha is not bhoga, bhogya vastuni, not bhogya prapanchaha, not the world of objects of enjoyment. Paramatma is not bhoga sadhanani, instruments of enjoyment. Paramatma is not even the bhokta enjoyer. Paramatma is not the bhoga ayatanam, the physical body, the world of enjoyment. But everything is Paramatma. Why? Bhokta, the enjoyer, is non-separate from Paramatma, Parambrahma. Bhoga sadhanani are non-separate from Paramatma. And Bhoga Ayatam is non-separate from Paramatma. Bhogya Prapanchaha, Bhogya Vastuni, Bhogya Vishayaha. Objects of enjoyment are non-separate from Paramatma. So Bhogya Prapanchaha, the entity of the cosmos consisting of the countless number of objects of enjoyment in five different forms, so it's non-separate from Paramatma. Therefore, everything is given for living our lives in this world. And everything given is Paramatma. Giver also is Paramatma. And the given universe is non-separate from the giver Paramatma. And the giver and given, without this difference, giver given, difference is resolved in the Parambrahma. That Parabrahma Vastu exists as a source of existence of giver and the given. As giver and the given, and without the difference of giver and the given, Paramatma obtains here as everything. Therefore, there should not be any doubt about the existence of Brahma. Therefore, here the fear on the part of sun or fire or Indra is not actually real fear. It implies that with the tremendous reverence for Ishvara as an order, all these phenomena function, do their respective ordained jobs, as it were. Therefore, it is said that they all function out of fear of Brahma. Okay. Now, having said that, in the following sentence, the beautifully Upanishad again comes back to another topic. Now, what is that? Already, which was briefly mentioned, Paramatma, Parambrahma, is the source of happiness. So, any degree of pleasure, any degree of joy experienced as a result of enjoying a given object, that experienced pleasure, experienced sukham, so vishyanandaha, is also manifestation of the fraction of fullness of happiness, which is swarupam of Brahma. And the swarup, Brahma swarupam, what is swarupam of Brahma? Anandaha, fullness, anantam, limitlessness is the nature of Brahma. Fullness is nature of Brahma. Therefore, happiness is swarupam of Brahma. So, brahmanandaha eva vishayananda rupena bhati. Any degree of pleasure, experiential sukham, is nothing but manifestation of fraction of fullness of happiness, which is swarupam of Brahma. Where Brahman is the only source of happiness, only source of pleasure. The so-called the objects of pleasure are said to be objects of pleasure not because they are in sources of pleasure. There's no object in this world which is a source of pleasure. The only source of any pleasure is only Brahma, Paramatma. And here any object of pleasure is said to be object of pleasure because it becomes instrumental in triggering, in manifesting the fraction of fullness of ananda. Therefore, an object of pleasure is said to be object of pleasure, but there's no object which is a source of pleasure. We understood all that. Now, after the Rig Mantra, Upanishad beautifully presents calculus of anandaha. Upanishad has its own amazingly unique way of explaining what is Brahmanandaha, what Brahmanandaha is, what Purnanandaha is, what is fullness of happiness, what is limitlessness, happiness, the Swarupa of Brahma. In order to explain, make us understand what is Brahmanandaha, and which is not Pyate, which is already there, always the Swarupa of the reality. Therefore, it is always there as the Swarupa of innermost essence of every individual. And this Brahmanandaha, Atmanandaha, is there. In order to explain that, Upanishad has its own unique way of presenting the calculus of Anandaha. To see here, Saishanandasya Mimagumsa Bhavati. And this portion from here onwards, the whole until the end of the Ashtama Anuvakaha, eighth Anuvaka, the whole portion which presents the calculus of Anandaha. In order to help us arrive at understand what exactly is Purnanandaha or Brahmanandaha. And this portion is called Ananda Mimamsa. Mimamsa means measure. Matum Icha Mimamsa. Ananda Mimamsa portion is also known as Brahmananda Shrutihi. Like how Anupravesha Shrutihi. And here we have this portion is called Brahmananda Shrutihi. The Shruti statements, the mantras which present the calculus of Anandaha. We're going to see how Upanishad helps us inquire into the Brahmanandaha also. Okay. Saishanandasya Mimagamsa Bhavati. You break the sentence. Sa Yesha Vruddhi Sandhi. Ever Saisha. Sa Esha. This is actually Anandasya Mima. Saishanandasya Mimagamsa Bhavati. Sa Esha Anandasya Mimamsa Bhavati. Mimagamsa is a Chandasa Prayogaha Vedic usage. But for understanding the meaning, we don't say Mimagamsa, we say Mimamsa. Matum, to measure. Icha, desire to measure, is what? Mimamsa. So Anandasya Mimamsa Bhavati. But now, Yesha Anandasya Mimamsa Bhavati. Now, Sa. Now, that Sa should be taken as what? Just. This is what is the analysis of fullness. Analysis of Anandaha. Happiness. And Upanishad first presence explains what is a unit of human happiness. Unit of human happiness. So to understand, if a person is a human being is absolutely successful in his life, successful. Relative, absolute success is only when a person discovers Atma as one's own Swarupam, when a person discovers Ananda as one's own Swarupam, then Atmajnani is absolutely successful human being. But still, in this world, relatively, a person is said to be highly successful. In the worldly context, a person is said to be a highly successful person. Such a person must be very young, and the Pujya Swamiji Ame beautifully presents this in his lectures. A young person, a person is young, energetic, healthy, very intelligent and bright. And he also gets married to an equally brilliant girl, good-looking, pretty girl. And if both families are culturally very strong families and they have children, they also become successful in their lives. Like that. So the grandparents are successful, parents are successful, the children are successful. Such a setup is there. A person of such family background must be what? Must be very happy, very, very happy. Such a person's a highly accomplished person. In the books of the world, now his happiness is one unit of happiness. Let us see here. Yuvasyat sadhu yuvadhyayakaham. Yuvasyat sadhu yuvadhyayakaham. Yuvasyat sadhu yuvadhyayakaham. Asishtho dradishtho balishtaham. Tasyeyam prithivi sarva. Vittasya purnasyat sayeko manusha anandah saha yekah manushah anandah saha anandah. That happiness, that joy is yekah, one unit of manushaha anandaha, human happiness, one unit of human happiness. That is an unit of human happiness. So manushasya anandaha, manusha anandaha. Happiness pertaining to a human being is manusha anandaha. Okay. What is a unit of human happiness? It is said here, yuvasyat. Let us imagine a person who should be very young, very mint, in his prime of youth, yuvasyat. There must be a young person. And he is not young, not only he is in his prime of youth, sadhu yuva. Sadhu yuva. He is highly pious, righteous, young person. Sadhu yuva. And adhyayakaha. Adhyayakaha means what? Adhitavan purushaha. He is in his prime of youth, and he's highly righteous, ethical, sadhu, pious, and adhyayakaha is highly learned, has profound knowledge of the scriptures, shastram, adhyayakaha. Not only that, asishtaha, highly cultured, dradishtaha, he is a person of resolve. He is a person of firmness. Dradishtaha. Then balishtaha, he is not weak. He is physically strong, he is mentally strong. Balishtaha means strongest. Bali, balion, balishtaha. All superlative degree, asishtaha, dradishtaha, balishtaha. So he's highly cultured. He's a person of resolve and firmness. is the strongest person. And for such a young person, tasya, he has what? Iyam sarva prithivi, tasyeyam prithivi. Iyam prithivi tasya, sarva prithivi tasya. This entire earth, entirety of earth belongs to him. He owns. And his earth also is not useless earth. Vittasya purna, vittena purna. Purna is a part past passive participle, which means filled. Vittasya purna, and the entirety of the earth belongs to him. And his entirety of the earth filled with wealth. Filled with the wealth of all forms. Filled with the wealth of all forms. Iyam prithivi tasya. Iyam sarva prithivi tasya. Vittasya purna, vittena purna, iyam sarva prithivi tasya syat. This entirety of the earth filled with all forms of wealth belongs to him. So he's a most prosperous person. Okay, if everything, there's nothing he lacks. There's nothing this young person lacks. When Swamiji gives public talks on Ananda Mimamsa, I tell you, people should laugh and laugh and laugh and until the whole end of this lecture. And he explains in his own style to understand what is one unit of human happiness. Anyway, my younger days comes to my mind how Swamiji explained Ananda Mimamsa. So here, saha yekaha manushaha anandaha. Visarga is dot because of sandhi rule. Sayeko manusha anandaha. Saha yekaha manushaha anandaha. We know sandhi means what? Saha yekaha manushaha anandaha. That the happiness of such a young person who does not lack anything in life is what? A unit of human happiness. Desa Upanishad presents what is a unit of human happiness. Now, hereafter Upanishad is going to slowly increase the degree of happiness. Teye shatam manusha anandaha. Teye shatam manusha anandaha. Sayeko manushya gandharvana manandaha. Next category of beings, manushya gandharvaha. So, te ye shatam manusha anandaha. Those 100 units, 100 of units of human happiness becomes one unit of manushya gandharva anandaha. Happiness of manushya gandharva, one unit of manushya gandharvaha. 100 units of manushyanandaha, human happiness. 100 units of human happiness become one unit of happiness of manushya gandharvaha. Shrotriyasya chakamahatasya. श्रोत्रियस्य चाकामहतस्य. This is very important word here. Shrotriyaha cha akamahataha. Shrotriyaha, a person of profound, a person who has heard the shastram, shastra teaching, the way who has profound knowledge of the subject matter of the shastram, is a shrotriyaha. And akamahataha, kamaihi yaha na hataha. Kamaihi yaha na hataha. The person who is not afflicted, disturbed, troubled by the desires. Means one who has mastery over desires. The person who has mastery over desires, who is not enslaved by the desires, is the person who is not troubled, disturbed by, afflicted by the desires. He is said to be kamaihi na hataha. He is akamahataha. So manushya gandharvaha means human celestials. Manushya Gandharva. And such that happiness. So 100 units of human happiness, which is a unit of human celestial being, is there for a person of profound knowledge of the subject matter of the shastra and who is not at all disturbed by desires. That one unit of human celestial happiness is there for a person, human being, who is akamahataha and who is shrotriyaha. Shrotriyasya cha akamahatasya shrotriyasya cha akamahatasya shrotriyasya cha akamahatasya. That happiness is there. Now, teye shatam manushyagan, we are going to see a beautiful bhashyam on this part later on. Teye shatam manushyagan dharvana manandaha. See, anandaha, happiness is only one singular word. We cannot say anandaha, happinesses are not there. But still units are many. Therefore, anandaha. It is purely, it is a Vedic expression. Te ye shatam manushya gandharvana manandaha. Sayeko deva gandharvana manandaha. So 100 units of manushya gandharvas. 100 units of manushya gandharva happiness, human celestial happiness, 100 units of human celestial happiness is just a unit of devagandharvan anandaha, happiness of devagandharvaha. So 100 units of happiness of a human celestial being is just a unit of happiness of Deva Gandharva, means a celestial being. Devagandharvaha is a celestial being. Teye shatam manushya gandharvana manandaha. Sayeko deva gandharvana manandaha. So a person must do from rituals and practice, lot of tapas and disciplines, earn a lot of punyam to go to the loka, to have the status of being a deva gandharva, to celestial being. And for him, and he is one unit of happiness of a celestial being, is what? 100 units of human celestial being. Now, that happiness also, whatever degree of happiness a celestial being has, that happiness is there for a person of profound knowledge of the subject matter of the Shastram, and as a result of which, one who is not at all disturbed by desires. If a person has a mastery over the desires, they're free from the hold of desires, then that person is really a happy person. Not simply happy, much happier person. In keeping with the degrees of happiness, the desires, a person enjoys much higher degrees of sukham, happiness. Less desires a person has, much, much higher degrees of sukham a person can enjoy. This also brought to light here. Shrot Sayeko Devagandharvanamanandah Shrotriyasya Chakamahatasya. That unit of happiness of celestial being is there for a person of profound knowledge of subject matter of the Shastram and who is not at all afflicted by desires. Teye shatam deva gandharvana manandah saye kaf pitrunam chiraloka lokana manandah teye shatam deva gandharvana manandah saye kaf pitrunam Sayekaf Pitrunam Chiraloka Lokanam Anandaha. So 100 units of happiness of celestial beings is what now? A unit of happiness of beings of Pitruloka. And beings of Pitruloka, the means are said to be Chiraloka Lokaha. Chiraloka Lokaha means what? The worlds of means, the long lasting worlds. Chiraloka Lokaha. The means who are of the long lasting worlds. Their happiness, degree of their happiness is much higher. It is said, so 100 units of celestial beings is a unit of those means who reside in Pitruloka and whose worlds are lost longing words. Whose words actually lost for long. Long lasting words. Chiralokaha. Chirakalam tishtantiti chiralokaha. Chiraloka lokaha are the means. So beings known as means are the are of the worlds which last very, very long. So Chiraloka Lokanam Anandaha. And who are they? Chiraloka Lokaha Pitaraha. So 100 units of celestial being becomes a unit of the happiness of means belonging to Pitruloka. Shrotriyasya cha kamahatasya. Look at this. Without going to Pitruloka, without making any efforts, without going to Pitruloka also, the person who has profound knowledge of the subject matter of the Shastram, who has mastery over desires, who is not at all disturbed by desires, also has that highest degree of sukham, much higher degree of sukham. So, shrotriyasya cha kamahatasya. Teye shatam pitrunam chiraloka lokanam anandaha. Sayeka ajana janam ajana janam devanam anandaha. So, ajana janaha devaha. Ajana janaha devaha are the celestials of much higher order. So here it is said, te ye shatam pitrunam chiraloka lokanam anandaha. So 100 units of happiness of means, and who are of long lost worlds, Pitruloka, the 100 units of happiness of beings of Pitruloka becomes a unit of happiness of Ajanajaha Devaha. Ajanajaha Devaha means what? They do not become Devas. They are born as Devas in the higher loka itself. See, some people being born as human beings and earn punyam, then they have to be born again later on as Devas in the higher lokas. So, Ajanajaha Devaha are the beings of much higher order and who are born in the heaven as Devas. So, such beings are said to be Ajanajaha Devaha. So, here, so 100 units of happiness of beings of Pitruloka, the means of Pitruloka, is actually become a unit of happiness of Ajanajaha Devaha. Beings are born as Devas in the heaven. And without going to that place also, just being here, a Shrotriyaha, Akamahataha, has that sukham. Shrotriyasya Chakamahatasya. And such. So 100 units of happiness of Pitruloka, which is a unit of happiness of Ajanajana, the Devas are born in heaven. And that happiness is there for Shrotriyaha, who is Akamahataha. Akamahatasya Shrotriyasya Saha anandaha asti. Without having made any efforts, without having gone through any path, without having traveled through Shuklagati, etc., without having gone to Swargaloka also, without being born as Devas in Swargaloka also, being born a human being living in this world itself, having profound knowledge of subject matter of the Shastram, thereby having mastery over one's own desires, not being affected by desires, the person has that sukham, a unit of happiness of Devas but born in heaven. So, teye shatam pitrunam chiralokalokanam anandaham sayeka jana janam devanam anandaham shrotriyasya chakamahatasya. Who is this shrotriyaha akamahataha? We are going to see later on in the Bhasham beautifully. Teye shatam ajana janam devanam anandaha. So ananda mimamsa, calculus of ananda, analysis of ananda, is actually enquiry into the nature of Brahmananda, presented differently. So, teye shatama jana janam devanam ananda. And those 100 units of happiness of Devas who are born in heaven, that becomes what? Sayeka karma devanam devanam anandaha. Teye shatama jana janam devanam anandaha. Sayeka karma devanam devanam anandaha. So 100 units of happiness of Devas were born in heaven, become what? A unit of happiness of karma devaha, karma devanam devanam anandaha. So here karma devaha, the next category in a higher order, the celestials of much higher order are karma devaha. Therefore, 100 units of happiness, anandaha of devas born in the heaven, become what? A unit of happiness of karma devaha. Now that sukham also, so a unit of happiness of karma devaha is equivalent to 100 units of happiness of devas born in heaven. Here, this shrotriyaha akamahataha also has. Shrotriyasya chakamahatasya. Shrotriyaha akamahataha, this person has that sukham also. Teye shatam indras. Teye shatam devanam anand. Teye shatam devanam ananda. Teye shatam karma devanam devanam ananda. Sayeko devanam anandaha. Now, te ye shatam karma devanam devanam anandaha. And those which are 100 units of happiness of karma devaha become a unit of happiness of devaha. Again, celestials of much higher category. Sa ekaha devanam anandaha. And that happiness, that a unit of happiness of devaha, equivalent to 100 units of happiness of karma devaha, is there effortlessly for a shrotriyaha akamahataha. Shrotriyasya cha akamahatasya. Teye shatam devanam anandaha. Sayeka indrasya anandaha. And those 100 units of happiness of celestials of much higher order, devaha, become a unit of happiness of Indra, the Lord of Devas. So, teye shatam devanam anandaha, sayeka indrasya anandaha. Now you can imagine, you can make out next sentence what should be. Shrotriyasya cha kamahatasya. This shrotriyaha, the learned person, has profound knowledge of the subject matter of the Shastram, thereby who has a clear vision, who knows the limitations of everything, thereby who is free from the hold of desires, the person of dispassion. The person of dispassion is the one who is not affected by the desires. Such a person, akamahata, is actually viragavan purusha, vairagyavan purusha. The person who has vairagya, he is the one who is not affected by deceits. For him, that even happiness of Indra, one unit of happiness of Indra is there. Not only that, teye shatam indrasya anandaha. Teye shatam indrasya anandaha. And those 100 units of happiness of Indra become a unit of happiness of Brihaspatihi. So, teye shatam indrasya anandaha. Sayeko Brihaspateranandaha. So, teye shatam indrasya anandaha, sayeko brihaspateranandaha. So, yekaha brihaspatehe anandaha. So, 100 units of happiness of Indra become a unit of happiness of brihaspatihi, Devaguru. And that even Brihaspati is happiness. So having attained the position of being a Brihaspati, what Sukham Brihaspati has, that Sukham, that such highest degree of Sukham happiness, the Shrotriyaha has here in this world. Shrotriyasya cha kamahatasya. Without having attained the position of Brihaspati, remaining in this world itself as a learned person, as the person of profound knowledge, as a person of dispassion, he also has that unit of Brihaspati's happiness. Teye shatam indrasya anandaha, sayeko brihaspaterananda, shrot Shrotriyasya cha kamahatasya. Teye shatam brihaspaterananda. Sayekah prajapaterananda. And those 100 units of happiness of Brihaspati, 100 units of happiness of Brihaspati become what? A unit of happiness of Prajapati, Brahma. So, teye shatam brihaspaterananda, sayekah prajapaterananda. And here, Prajapati is a unit of Prajapati's ananda, equivalent to 100 units of Brihaspati's ananda, is there for Kshatriyaha Akamahataha. Shrotriyasya Chakamahatasya. Teye Shatam Prajapateranandaha. Now, those 100 units of happiness of Prajapati is what? A unit of Brahmanandaha. Teye Shatam Prajapateranandaha. Sayeko Brahmana Anandaha. So here, Sayeko Brahmana Anandaha. So here, Brahma means Sagulam Brahma, Hiranyagarbheshwara. Therefore, Teye Shatam Prajapateranandaha. So 100 units of happiness of Prajapati is what? Sayeko Brahmana Anandaha. So 100 units of happiness of Prajapati become a unit of happiness of Hiranyagarbha. Shrotriyasya Chakamahatasya. And Hiranyagarbha, a unit of Hiranyagarbha's happiness, Brahmaji's happiness is therefore Shrotriyaha Akamahataha. So without having attained the position of Hiranyagarbheshwara, Hiranyagarbha, Brahma, here this person of profound knowledge of the subject matter of the Shastram, who is free from the hold of desires, who is not afflicted by desires, has mastery over desires, has such highest degree of sukham, happiness here. So, teye shatam prajapateranandaha, sayeko brahmana anandaha, shrotriyasya chakamahatasya. Now, having said that, so shrotriyaha akamahataha has any degree of happiness enjoyable for beings of much higher order. Sayaschayam purushe. Sayaschayam purushe. Yascha savaditye. Sayekah. I'm using the literal meaning of the mantras today. I'll explain in the following class. Sayaschayam purushe. Yascha savaditye. Sayekah. So here, yaha saha ayam. Yaha ayam purushe. Yaha cha ayam purushe. Saha. Yaha cha asau aditye. Saha ekaha. So purushe yaha ekaha asti. Aditye yaha ekaha asti. Saha ekaha. So saha yaha cha ayam. So ayam, saha, yaha, all the three now. Yaha is a productive pronoun and ayam is a pronoun meaning this, saha meaning that. Again, yaha cha asau also means this. சோ யஹ சஹ யஹ ச அயம் புருஷே, யஹ ச அசோ ஆதித்யே சஹ ஏகஹ. சோ புருஷே, the one obtaining in a human being and the one obtaining in the sun, the one obtaining in the human being, the one obtaining in the sun are not different, one and the same. Saha ekaha. So that absolute person, the Atma, obtaining in a human being, obtaining in the sun, is one and the same. Saha ev, saya evam vit, saya evam vit. Yaha evam vit. That person who is the knower of this fact, knower in this manner, evam vit means the knower in this manner, the knower of this fact, that the absolute person obtaining in a person, obtaining in the sun, is one and the same. The person who knows this fact, yaha saha evam vit, asman loka pretya, asman loka pretya. Such a person, when he leaves, the parabdha gets exhausted, when he leaves from this physical body, then what happens to him? Yetamannamayamatmanam upasankramati. See, knower of this fact, the oneness of the truth, obtaining in a person and the sun, when parabdha gets exhausted, when he leaves the physical body, asmat lokat pretya, having departed from this physical body, that person, etamannamayamatmanam upasankramati, that person crosses this annamaya atma. Yetam, what does it mean? The person crosses this annamaya atma means what? Let me explain this first. Yetam pranamayam atmanam upasankramati. Yetam manomayam atmanam upasankramati. Yetam manomayam atmanam upasankramati. ஏதம் விஜ்ஞானமயமாத்மானம் உபசங்க்ராமதி. ஏதம் ஆனந்தமயமாத்மானம் உபசங்க்ராமதி. That person crosses annamaya, pranamaya, manomaya, vijnanamaya, even ஆனந்தமயா. Anandamayatma. Then what happens regarding this also? Tadapyesha shloko bhavati. There is a mantra regarding this fact. The person crosses. I mean what? He crosses all these means. He becomes free from the hold of the body, mind, sense complex. And he discovers Brahmatma as one's own Swarupam. He's already a person who's discovered Brahmatma as one's own Swarupam. Therefore, he remains one with Brahma. He crosses all these different levels of experience. Means what? He remains as Brahma, becomes one with Brahma. That is the thing we have to see later. We have to keep it for some time. But then of itself, it won't be exciting, isn't it? Oh, what happens to him? He must wait to know with the excitement. You have to wait to know what happens. If he crosses Annamayatma, Pranamayatma, Manomayatma, Vijnanamayatma, Anandamayatma, then what happens to him? He must remain as Brahma, become one with Brahma. That is something to be understood, which we'll see later on. This is the literal meaning of this portion, what we have seen today, which I already, actually when I did Moola Grantha Pata, when I taught you the original mantras, I already explained all these things, but still I have to remind you again today. So, here the most important sentence is what now? Akamahataha, Shotriyaha Akamahataha. It is impossible for one to become a person who is not afflicted by, disturbed by, impelled by, troubled by desires. One must be free, one must become free from the hold of the phenomenon called desire for good. So being free from the hold of the phenomenon called desire for good means what? No desire should rise. So desire will not rise only if a person is free from the sense of inadequacy centered on I. And that a person can be free from the sense of inadequacy centered on I only if a person has discovered fullness of happiness being on son Swarupa. And to discover fullness of happiness being on son Swarupam, one must have gone through the discipline of Jnana Yoga. One must have done Shravanam, Mananam and Nididhyasanam. So one must have had the profound ascertained vision of subject matter of the vision of the reality, having had this profound knowledge of subject matter of the Shastra. So Shotriyaha means one who must have gone through the discipline of Jnana Yoga. So Shotriyaha, thereby he has a clear vision, a result of which he becomes Akamahataha. Such a person, the totality of happiness. So the happiness enjoyed different degrees of happiness. We understood one unit of human happiness, 100 units of human happiness, one unit of, you know, Manushya Gandharvaha, one unit of Deva Gandharvaha, 100 units of, like this, different degrees of happiness. All these different degrees of happiness are nothing but Vishayanandaha. I mean, time bound. They're all manifestations of fractions of fullness of happiness. Whereas Jnani Akamahata, Shotriha Akamahataha has the fullness of happiness as one's own Swarupam. Jnani has fullness of happiness as one's own Swarupam, where he has discovered Brahmatma as one's own self. And Brahmatma Swarupam becomes his own Swarupam. Therefore, Jnani is the one who has the luxury of reveling in the vision of fullness of happiness being one's own Swarupam. And now, what about this Deva Manushya Gandharvanandaha, Deva Gandharvanandaha, Indrasyanandaha, Prajapateranandaha, Brihaspatiranandaha, Brahmanaha Anandaha? My God, all these are the different degrees of happiness experienced by beings of much higher order. That sukham is nothing but manifestations of fractions of fullness of happiness, which is the swarupam of Jnani, who is Shotriyaha Akamahataha. This Brahmanandaha. Why? This fullness of happiness which a jnani has is not vishayanandaha, is not dependent on the experience of the objects, not dependent of the external situation, not dependent on the different lokas and place or time or objects, which is one's own sarupam and which is everlasting. Whereas vishaya sukham, the sukham which is experienceable in a different plane, in different lokas, by different, as a result of different efforts, all those sukham being vishayanandaha, depend on external conditions, that is time bound, subject to get lost. Whereas shrotrasya akamahatasya sukham, which is swarupanandaha, which is everlasting. Just I wanted to remind you, it is not an explanation enough. Just I wanted to tell you a little bit, that's all. But we will see in the following Bhashyam classes, I'll explain this much better. Okay, so here, let's see the Bhashyam now. Bhisha. Bhisha means bhayena. So bhisha, the shakar, therefore bhisha is equal to bhayena. Asmat. Asmat means asmat brahmanaha. Because of the fear of Brahman, vataha pavate, the wind blows. Bhisha udeti suryaha. Bhisha asmat. Agnihi cha indraha cha mrityuho dhavati panchamaha iti. So Shankara Bhagavatpada understands. They were very, very simple words. We would have understood already. So he doesn't want to take much time in explaining those things. Vata adayaha hi maharhaha. Vata adayaha means all these different phenomena such as wind, etc. are maha arhaha, maha arhaha, mahantaha arhaha, maha arhaha, those who deserve all these natural phenomena such as wind, etc., deserve much greater reverence. Means they deserve to be worshipped. Maha arhaha. Swayam Ishwaraha, and each phenomenon by itself, revered as Devata, is a ruler by itself. Swayam Ishwaraha means what? Each phenomenon, as revered as Devata, becomes a ruler by itself. Where all these Devatas become rulers themselves. Then, Swayam Ishwaraha Santaha, being themselves rulers, being revered as Devatas, Pavanadi Karyeshu, Ayasa Bahuleshu, Niyantaha Pravattante. Pavanadi Karyeshu, Pavanam means blowing. Pavanam, blowing. Pavana adi karyeshu. So devatas, the natural phenomena, revered as devatas, such as wind, etc., which deserve to be revered, worshipped, and which are themselves Ishwaraha, the rulers. Pavanadi karyeshu. Niyantaha pravartante. Niyantaha pravartante. They function. They function being ordained in the activities such as blowing, etc. Ayasa bahuleshu. Ayasa bahuleshu karyeshu. a karyam which involves much greater strain is ayasa bahulam karyam. Any function, any activity involving strain, effort, is what? Ayasa bahulam karyam. So, every devata is ordained to be involved in respective function, which involves tremendous effort, which involves tremendous exertion. Therefore, Vatadayahi Maharhaha Swayamishwaraha Santaha Pavanadi Karyeshu Ayasa Bahuleshu Nayantaha Pravartante. Pravartante, they involve in their respective functions. All these devatas, such as wind, etc., involve themselves as ordained. In what? Involve themselves in the respective functions, such as blowing, etc. All these devatas, such as wind, etc., involve themselves in the respective functions, such as blowing, etc. And those functions really involve tremendous exertion, great effort. Tad yuktam prashastarisati anyasmin niyamena tesham pravartanam. Very beautiful word this is. Tad yuktam prashastarisati anyasmin prashastarisati niyamena tesham pravartanam. See, tesham pravartanam, their involvement, their engagement. Niyamena, properly, regularly, in keeping with the order, the involvement in the respective functions is possible only when there is another governor, only when there is presence of another governor. Prashastari sati. See, prashasta. Shasta. The verb is shasti. Shasti governs. Prashasti governs. Rules. So, prashasta rukaranta shabdaha. So, locative case is what? Prashastari. So, it is possible. What is possible? Tesham pravartanam. The involvement of those devatas, engagement of those devatas in the respective functions regularly, properly, in keeping with the order, is possible only when there is another, only when there is presence of another governor. Anyasmin prashastari sati niyamena tesham pravartanam tadyuktam. Therefore what? And what is that? Who is that prashasta? Who is that shasta? Who is the prashasta? Because of whose shasanam they all function? Is Brahma. Brahmatma. Paramatma. Tasmadasti. Therefore, there is Brahma. Bhaya karanam. Bhaya cause of the fear. Cause of fear means what? Tesham prashastru. Their governor. Therefore, this absolute reality Brahman very much exists as their governor, as their ruler, as their ordainer. as the determiner. Therefore, as an order. Therefore, Paramatma is said to be Bhayakaranam. Tasmadasti Tesham Prashastru Bhayakaranam Brahma. Therefore, Brahman very much exists as their governor, ruler, determiner, the source of fear, Brahma. Yataha, why do you say there's fear? There's no real fear. What it means is, because te bhrityaha iva rajnyaha. All these devatas, which are involved in their respective functions, properly, because they are like servants of the king, that as though the servants of the king. Rajnyaha bhrityaha iva te. So all those Vayu, Indraha, etc. are like the servants, and here Brahmatma is like the king. So Brahmatma, at least king, has to see the people, instruct the people, ministers. But here Brahmatma does not need to open the mouth and say anything. Brahmatma does not need to move also. Presence of Brahmatma, existence of Brahmatma itself contributes for the governance. Governance, the governing of all these natural phenomena, which are all involved, engaged in the respective functions, and the reverence for the order, Ishvara as the very order. I mean, they don't go against the order. See, each phenomenon not going against the order is what? Is as though they're expressing their reverence for Ishvara as an order. And expressing the reverence for Ishvara as an order is what? As though they're afraid of Ishvara. As though they do their duties, they do their functions, ordain the duties, without disturbing the order, as though they're frightened of Ishvara. Therefore, Ishvara is here, Brahmatma, the absolute reality, the status of being Ishvara is looked upon as Prashasta, as a governor. Tadyuktam Prashastarisati. Anyasmin Prashastarisati Niyamena Tesham Pravartanam Yuktam. Tat Pravartanam Yuktam. Tasmat Asti. Therefore Asti Kimasti Brahma Asti. Kidrasham Brahma Asti Tesham Bhayakaranam Prashastru. Prashastru Bhayakaranam Brahma Asti. Vikyataha te bhrityaha iva rajnyaha. They are like the servants of the king. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnam Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.